Morning, church. Morning, SB. Morning, also those who listen online. Let's start in prayer. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We acknowledge, God, your presence, your very presence in this room, and to every heart that is listening, that is in that very place, O God, that is expecting to receive from you today, Lord God, and understand your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us today your truth, for your word, of your word, that will set the captives free, that we may truly, Lord God, embrace and see that unfailing love, that unconditional love that's shown in you. Also, Lord God, of you, in your forgiveness to us. And thank you, God, for being with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So read along with me in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 10. I'll be reading in the Amplified Version. This is the message which we have heard from him, and now announce to you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleansed us from all sins. If we say we have not sinned, we delude ourselves on the truth that is not in us. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us continually from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is a strong message from John the Beloved, and he is witnessing and sharing again to the church, to the believers, what he have witnessed and heard, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth, here in his ministry. And John the Beloved is one of the original disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ while he is doing his ministry here on earth. And he said, he's opening in verse 5, that this is the message. He said, this is what he have heard, and now he is witnessing and announcing it to all the believers that God is light. That is in chapter 8, verse 12, when the Lord Jesus declared it to them and to the disciples, that I am the light of the world, that he that followed me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He declared that Jesus, that he, the Lord Jesus, is the light of the world. That he who follows and believes in him, they were going to walk in the light, in the life. And it's mentioned also in verse 6, he said that some people are saying and declaring that they have fellowship, that probably they are, having the word or the light of Christ, but it cannot seen in their walk, then their truth is not with them. So there's one thing that people are confessing the truth of the word of God, and it is one thing when they are walking in the truth of the word of God. We cannot only say that, yes, I do, I believe in this, I know this word, I know these scriptures, but it cannot be seen in our life. And the word said that the truth is not in them. Because we can see the fruit of the truth of the word of God in the life. If they walk in the light and the truth, they have the fellowship with one another. They will have the unity. They have the love of the God, of the love of the Lord Jesus, and they have the harmony to one another. So if this love and unity and harmony to those people who are proclaiming that they believe and they have this truth in their life, but we cannot see it, what they are in this unity and love in their life, I think that the word said that they are not practicing and they are not living the truth of the word of God. And even in this passage, even people still are walking in the light that they are already, but we are already in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is this in verse 9 that provisions that confessing our sins. So meaning that even we are already received the Lord Jesus Christ in our life and we are walking in the light, there are times because we are living in this world that is full of wickedness, of sin and temptation. Sometimes children of God even, you know, committed mistakes and sins. But praise and glory to God that He added this verse 9, that He said that if we admit that we have sinned and confess, in other versions that if we confess our sin, I like the version of the Amplified Bibles, that He added that if we admit that we have sinned and confess, meaning, you know, there are several ways of how people will confess, right? Sometimes if you want a people to confess, especially in the law, you have sometimes to interrogate. And sometimes, you know, torture. They torture it in order for them to confess. But this is the context of confession that Apostle John are telling about for all the Christians. This confession is to admit freely, with all our heart, that we have sinned. That nobody are forcing us, torturing us to admit our sin. That we are confessing to God freely with all our heart, and with this heart also to turn away from that sin, and God and the Lord Jesus will continually cleanse us and continually, you know, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But sometimes, church, whether we say it or not, sometimes you keep on holding it. People sometimes keep on, you know, let that sin linger in their heart. Why? Because sometimes they are afraid, sometimes they are so ashamed, and sometimes it is still good in the flesh. The flesh is, you know, is enjoying this sin. That's why they could keep on, they are afraid to confess it, and to the point that sometimes it become, you know, they are being in bondage and in prison to that sin that they are not confessing in their heart. In 1986, there was a sanitation strike in Philadelphia. When it happens, left a piles of trash and garbage uncollected and mostly in the street, because they don't want that garbage to, you know, to become so stinks the smell in their house. So they put it on the street, on the road, and because no one is picking up those garbage, it began to pile up on the road. Some have been burned and the ashes become toxic. And because it is strike, nobody are going to get all those garbage and trash on the road. And that's the time that the government of Philadelphia asked one ship that called, the name is Pelicano. It's a 19-year-old freighter to get and ship all those trashes on the street of Philadelphia. And you know, church, that trash and heaps of garbage is around nearly 30 tons. You know, the size of 30 tons garbage is you need a 40-footer container to put in it. Just like almost size of a double-decker KMB bus of garbage. And it is become toxic. So for 2 years, Now, this Pelicano boat or the ship, this freighter, is get all those garbage in the street because the trash had become so toxic. So Pelicano has nowhere to go, and no country are allowing them to dock and dump their garbage. No nation wanted to allow the toxic waste in their space. So they are no nation are accepting them, you know, to dump their garbage. The only permission it was granted for them to dock for a moment is to refuel and then go alone and float in the sea for almost 2 years. Because no one are allowing them to dump the toxic waste that they are carrying. A lot of us are like this Pelicano in more ways than we might even know. Life can be a heap of garbage and trash upon us, and until it accumulates and into something toxic. You might briefly come to church and refuel, but when we leave, and because of the attitude of the heart, the same waste that we're carrying inside is the same heavy burden and waste when we had walked in the church. Now, this garbage or this garbage in our soul, or this is the sin, that garbage in our soul, Tony Evans said it is a toxic waste in our life based on his devotion of dumping the garbage in our life. This toxic trash in our lives can manifest itself in many forms. It mainly shows up when our hurt and pain is allowed to fester. He said that this toxic trash in our life, it manifests especially when we are hurt and when we are in pain, especially when this hurt and pain, we continue to nurture it in our heart and become worse as the time passes. Just like a wound in our flesh. If left untreated, bacteria and pus will begin to accumulate, right? So if there's a wound in a body, if you are not going to treat it or put medicine on it, bacteria will accumulate and pus as well. The deeper the wound, the more damaging it is when left unaddressed. And the bacteria in our soul, sin produces things like bitterness, hate, rage, judgment, blame, low esteem, apathy, anger, and more if it is left untreated. This bacteria takes our hurts and turns them into sins, which do even greater damage than the original hurt. If we keep those hurt in our life, it becomes so toxic and it will have a greater damage than the original hurt. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 16 says, "But sin leads only to sin." And James 1:14-15 said that when sin has runs its course, it gives birth to death. Now, what are going to do about it? What kind of emotional and mental garbage that all of us or you are carrying today? Mental and emotional garbage you're carrying daily, and even years, you are carrying that emotional and mental garbage. You know, church, in Yuen Long, Spiel, Yuen Long, we have this, praise and glory to God, that, you know, we have this discipleship program, which named Transform by Rick Warren. We are doing this discipleship after the growing in Christ. And there are two topics that we are part of it. This is all seven topics that is to be held, that should be healthy in our spiritual walk. And two of them is the mental and emotional health. And one Sunday we have this this emotional health session. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit worked and touched the heart of the women. They didn't even know that there is still there, deep down in their heart. But the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, in one of the sharing of Rick Warren said, is revealing, exposing your hurt is the beginning of healing. And that time, the Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is exposing. They even didn't remember anymore that hurt and sin in their heart. And that moment, the Holy Spirit causing them to remember. And the Holy Spirit is rooting out those pain and hurt. That is why they said that this attitude, every time that there's something happened that is some way related to that hurt, it triggers them. And then the attitude, the effect of that hurt is affecting their attitude. How about us? What are we going to do about those trash and garbage that is imprison us? Even sometimes we even probably forget it, but still there, because sometimes, you know, we just brush away. Oh, that's already happened, that's nothing. But we need to do something. What we can do is, and to order for us to get the freedom from that hurt, we need to surrender. And the freedom is found when we give it to Jesus, when we give it to our Lord. That is why it is so important to seek healing for your hurt, for our hurt, and the hope of our heart. You know, one Satan's most effective strategies is tempting us through the weakness we face when we are hurt and suffering. You know what? Because when we are in the time of hurt and suffering, there's no more that we can do. Sometimes that it permits us to do something, you know, sometimes to justify, probably sometimes you're experiencing things because probably say, oh, the Lord probably is forgetting me. That's what sometimes the enemy are putting in our minds, in our heart, when we are facing hurts and suffering. But church, don't give a foothold to the enemy. Don't give an opportunity to the devil to invade your heart. Let go of your hurt. Don't nurse your pain. Let go of your hurt. Don't nurse your pain. Dump your emotional. Let's dump our emotional and mental garbage at the feet of Jesus. And let Him do the healing that needs to be done in your life. The only way that we could free is dump all those garbage. Jesus is so willing to receive and cleanse us. just like what we have read in 1 John 1:9, that if we just admit and freely admit and confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us all our sin and purify us in all unrighteousness. The solution of healing from hurt is found in surrendering. Letting go of those hurt and give it to Jesus. Letting go and surrendering of all those difficulties and pains, injustices and disappointment, and all else that has been legitimately, probably, those hurts and pain that caused by your own actions or by the action of other people that cause you pain. Yes, it is easier to say than to do. But Jesus are here today. But Jesus wants to offer you, us, the place to dock and dump all those garbage and trash, hurts and unforgiveness in our life. He wants to give you a place to not only refuel, but to release the load of you, load you are burdened underneath your heart. Jesus is waiting. Just come to Him. Now what? How can we do that? In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, this is what the Lord Jesus are asking us to do. As I invite Wesley to lead us in worship, He said in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to Me, all who are labors and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke, take My word, take the truth of My word upon you, and learn from Me. Learn from those truths of the Word of God. For I am gentle and lowly heart. And you will find rest for your soul. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." This is the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ to all of us. One way or another, we are carrying a trash in our heart, in our life. Hurt that is imprison us. Sin that we don't want to confess because of shame, because of fear. Church, the Lord Jesus are welcoming you. The Pelicano are not allowing, no nation are allowing to dump their garbage. In Christ Jesus, He is openly welcome to dump and place at His feet and cleanse you and free you from being captives and in prisons. And this toxic garbage is hurts. Probably sometimes you are not aware, a flare of anger, a sudden flare of anger comes to you because you don't know in the past that there is a dormant, there is deep down rooted in your heart, that there is some hurts, there is some unforgiveness, and there is sin that still linger in their heart. Church, Jesus, the Lord, our God, now are asking you to come to Him. He wants to free you today. He's going to free you today. All you need to do is come to Him. Freely confess. Freely admit your sin. Jesus will not condemn you. Jesus will not condemn us. He welcomes us and He loves us. He will not reject us when we come to Him. Let's come before Him. Let's come before Him. Let's worship.
I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are, and where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. So teach my soul to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh God, how I need you. Lord, I need you. my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
Yes, Father God, we need you, Lord God. Every hour and every minute of our life, we need you, oh God. For every day, Lord God, we commit sin in our heart and our mind and our eyes. And continue, Lord God, to ask forgiveness. You said, Lord God, that you will cleanse us. A continuous cleansing of our sin from the past, present, and the future. As you continue, Lord God, to admit it and confess it to you. Thank you, Father God, for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. And thank you for cleansing us by the blood of Jesus and convicting us by your Holy Spirit and every sins and hurt in our life. Thank you, Father. Let's go now to our prayer. Let's pray for all those in our community who are suffering cancer and having the chemotherapy and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's lift them up and pray in faith that God is so faithful. And wherever they are right now, what stage are they right now, that God is an answering God. He is a miracle worker. That He is more power beyond all kinds of sickness, even cancer. For nothing is impossible to Him to heal. Let us pray. Let's also lift up those who are having illness in need of salvation. Pray that God will continue sending forth believers of Christ, missionaries, evangelists, to share the goodness of salvation to them, that they may hear the truth. They will soften their heart and receive Christ, His salvation, and not only salvation in the soul and the spirit and body, but receive healing from their sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. So also lift up those who are having infirmities of their bodies. Let's pray by faith that nothing is impossible in God. Pray that Let the hands of the Lord lay hands on that part of the bodies and just bring forth healing, restoration, wherever it is in their bodies. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are in the COVID-related prayer items. Let's pray for healing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Pray for God's full restoration and healing this COVID and infection. Pray for no long-term effect of this sickness, and just pray for God's comforting hands and embrace and love for him. And also lift up all those who are frontliners, medical frontliners, workers, that pray for the covering protection with the blood of Jesus and their family as well, good health and strength and peace and joy in their heart. Let us pray. So pray for those who are looking for jobs. Pray for God's provision. Pray for God's open door of opportunity of work. And I continue to pray for patience and faith to arise in their heart. Peace and comfort as well. Let's pray. So I lift up and pray our mission focus for today. Pray for Pastor Hang Su and for SPBJ and Pastor Ricky and his family and their congregation in SPHH, for Chung's family and the churches in Beijing, China. Pray for God's mighty hands continue to strengthen them, covering them with the blood of Jesus. Continue prospering the message, the proclamation of the gospel and the saving grace of the Lord Jesus and all the people of that place. Let us pray. Thank you. So as we lift up our board, pray for Pisan, Pinate, Kiwan, Sue, Xiaoming, Janie, Chung, Amanda, and Monica. Let's pray for covering and protection upon them and their family. Pray for God's leading and anointing and serving His church, unity and love. Pray that they may continue to hear the voice of God and wisdom in their decision making. And pray for the unity and love to continue pour out in their heart. Let's pray. So lift up our fellowship. Pray for the young adults ministry, men's ministry, Monday lunchtime prayer, women's ministry, and Wednesday lunchtime prayer. Pray that God will continue to use this fellowship for equipping of the saints and harvesting more souls. Pray that God will continue pouring out His heart, His purpose, and His plans for all this fellowship. Praying covering for all those who are leading this fellowship, all the volunteers as well, in Jesus' name. So also lift up our hospitality, welcoming Pisamuel, Barista, Caleb, and logistic with team. Pray that God will give them wisdom, continue lift up and glorify His name through this ministry, this hospitality. Pray for God, how to carry out His plan through them to edify and to build up His body, His church. In SP, let us pray. So also lift up all the pregnant women in our church. Pray for covering and protections. Pray for the good health, both the baby and the mom. Pray for your provision. Pray for their joy and peace and their heart, both the parents, and a quick and less pain delivery when the time comes. Let us pray. So lift up the house church meeting tonight, the Chaiti, Fortress, Jaya, King's Court, Testi, and Westville. Pray for joy, fellowship, joyful fellowship. Pray for God's centered, spirit-led fellowship, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be lifted up. Pray for covering and protection upon them, even blessing upon them as they share their testimonies and witness one another with the word of God and the goodness of the Lord in their life. Let us pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Said in word, O God, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, God, for bringing healing to those who come to you today. Thank you, O Lord God, for freeing them, cleansing us, O Lord God, by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the new life, newness of life, Lord God. And thank you, God, for the truth of your word, that from them, as we continue to live, oh Lord God, your word, that we could continue to learn from them to follow and obey you and live a holy life for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, God, for answering also all the prayers that we lifted up today in your perfect time, according to your will, Father God, for your grace and your mercy that is abounding, O Lord God. We thank you and we bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the truth of your word. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for causing us to understand and receive your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. Enjoy your prayers and see you again tomorrow.